Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast on school lunches. Here, I will speak about how I believe school lunches took a turn for the worse after Michelle Obama put the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act into place in 2010 because of the way school lunches affect students, schools, and districts. Let's have a quick word with Shane on how he feels about school lunch. Welcome to the podcast, Shane. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
So the question is, how or what is your opinion on school lunches today?
My opinion on school lunches today. I believe that they changed drastically ever since Michelle Obama became the first lady. But yeah, I feel like overall it's been a positive, or her message was positive. You know, having good food for the children, healthy food. But my opinion personally, I feel like the way she administered it kind of threw like a lot of people off and made it kind of difficult to adapt to this new style of eating. So yeah, I think the school lunch is decent in my opinion.
So after her action of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act of 2010, have school lunches become better or worse?
In a sense, I'd say better because the food is more healthier, and yeah. Basically it.
But is it more tasty?
More tasty. I mean, if you're going for nutrition, then I think the new style of eating is way healthier and way better. But if you're going for taste, then no, I don't think school lunch is there for the taste. I think it's more for kids to have something to eat on if they don't have anything to eat.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your input. How school lunches affect students. School lunch is a huge part of every student's day, something you think about and wait for all day. And before the new rules were put into place, there was always good tasting food that was portioned right to make sure that you were not hungry for the classes that followed after. Lunch used to be great. The food always tasted great. There was real food that tasted real and didn't look like flabby plastic. There was always enough greens. And to top it off, there were sweets like brownies and ice cream cups from time to time. After the rules were put into place, everything became worse. All the food tasted bad. It didn't matter if it was pizza, a sandwich, or simple greens. Most of the food was half frozen too, especially milk and juice. Also, the portions were way smaller, so kids either had to buy more or stay hungry throughout the day, and most students were forced to go with the second option. School lunches also affected students' physical and mental health. When students are well nourished, they are more active and they perform better, and that's just facts. And these new school lunches were not helping at all. The smaller portions can affect students mentally and physically by having them perform worse in PE because they are too hungry and lack the energy to participate in gym activities. And the smaller portions can also affect students mentally because smaller portions could lead to sleeping in class, smaller attention spans, and overall worse grades. Let's have a word with Emo and Eltabe on how they feel about school lunch. Hello, Emo. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
What is your opinion on school lunches?
Honestly, they're kind of bland. They don't taste very good. Sure, they might have some nutritional value, but they don't taste very good. And most of the time, it's very cold and disgusting. It's very yucky.
Are you aware of the Michelle Obama's school lunch program?
Somewhat.
All right, has it gotten better or worse since that program has been put into place?
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. It's been trash since then, bro. We haven't had smiley fries in a while, man. Bring back the smiley fries, hashtag.
Hello, Well, Tabe, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for letting me be here.
What's your opinion on school lunches?
They're cool right now. I think they're some good food and some good snacks, and I like it.
Oh, so you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Are you aware of the program that was put into place by Michelle Obama to make school lunches healthier?
Yes.
And do you think if lunches have become better or worse?
You know, I think that they went a little bit down after what Michelle Obama did. You know, I liked it way more before.
So it's gotten worse.
Yes, it's gotten a little bit worse, but I'm still cool with the one we got now.
All right. How school lunches affect the school. School lunches can also have a big impact on schools for a few reasons, like school funding, the money schools put into healthier lunches, and lastly, grade averages. School funding can be affected because a good amount of school funding comes from the students' families, and if students are complaining about their lunches to parents every day, the parents wouldn't give the same effort and money they did with the school beforehand. Also, in a study, it said that there was a 40% increase in students throwing away their food after Michelle Obama's Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act made school lunches disgusting, which showed that the school money was going straight to the trash. Lastly, since smaller portions and less tasty foods can affect students mentally, that can also bring down grades, which would bring down the grade averages for schools, which ultimately brings down the school rating. If students were in charge of school lunch, how would lunch be different? I believe that if students were not even in charge, but if students had a say in school lunches, they would have been 10 times better. Because we are the ones eating lunch, and we care about what we eat. One way to get students' input for school lunches is to interview or survey students about their likes and dislikes on certain items on the menu, or have students involved in decisions of what or what not to include in the menu. This would all be because all students are different and unique, so some may just prefer other food, and some students may not even be able to eat certain types of food due to religious guidelines. So it's always good to have food that accommodates everyone's interests. Let's have a quick word from Abdi on how he feels about school lunch. Welcome to the podcast, Abdi.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right. I had a few questions for you today about school lunches.
Yeah, sure.
One is, are you familiar with Michelle Obama's Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act?
Is it like the My Play thing for like the school lunches? Like the five different like food group stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with that.
All right. After that was put into place, do you think school lunches have gotten better or worse?
I think they've gotten worse because I feel like school lunches weren't really that unhealthy in the first place, and they just made it like taste terrible, so like it's not even like something you want to eat in the first place. I'm guessing, in my opinion, I didn't really like how it tasted. It just took away all the flavor and stuff that like a cheeseburger doesn't even taste like a cheeseburger. Like it just tastes like eating like three slices of bread. The patty is terrible, so like, I'll probably just eat outside for lunch, or just probably bringing something from my house, because I don't know, the taste doesn't really appeal to me and didn't seem that healthy in general if it's frozen, you know.
Alright, and if you could change school lunch, what would you do?
I'll add like more variety of food, because they'd be having the same stuff like every day, and probably just have like more variety in like every aspect, because like probably have like something new every day, like the same consistent things like pizza, like I'm not trying to eat pizza Monday through Friday, you feel me? So, like, I'd probably just have, like, different drinks, different food options, and stuff like that.
Well, that wraps up my talk on school lunches. Thank you guys for listening, and make sure to tune in next time.